Jay Bruce has been red hot since joining the Indians, and he and his Cleveland teammates get off to a fast start in Kansas City.
And now Kipnis drives the ball to deep right field, and this baby is gone. Into the Indians bullpen, and the Tribe jumps on top early. Kipnis with his 11th home run of the season, RBI number 30. And the Indians lead it 1-0. Jay Bruce drives the ball to deep right field. Again, Cabrera's back. He's out of room. It's out of here. Jay Bruce sends one to the fountains in Kansas City, and the Indians' lead is now 3-0.
Gomes swings soft liner to right. That's a base hit. Kipnis scores. Bruce is coming right behind him. Cabrera will throw to the plate. Offline. Going to third, Santana. Advancing to second is Yan Gomes. Oh, what a big two-out. Two-run single to right by Yan Gomes. It's 5-1 Indians.
As far as striking out, the Indians are second in that category. But these guys are putting it in play.
Kluber stumbled a little bit coming off the mound, and he just couldn't get there in time.
Did he hurt his
foot? Boy, I don't know. I hope he's all right. Looked like he was a little...
And look at he's limping.
He's gingerly.
I don't think Santana ever threw him the ball.
Swung on, blasted high and deep to right center field. Way out of here again. Jay Bruce has his first two-homer game with the Tribe. And the Indians lead it 9-1 in the seventh. Jay Bruce, two home runs, five RBIs, and he almost caught Edwin Encarnacion rounding third.
With the win, the Indians improved to 67-53, but of course concern for their starting pitcher, Corey Kluber. Here's the manager, Terry Francona.
It's a low ankle sprain, and kind of, I think, on the mild side. It's not the dreaded high ankle sprain that you always hear on, you know, the NFL guys. I think the biggest thing is we'll see how he shows up tomorrow. And, you know, if he can make a side day, he'll pitch. If not, maybe we'll have to bump him back. But I don't think it's anything other than that.
It looked like he fought to stay in there even after the one.
I was mad at myself because I didn't take him out when I went out there the first time. And I wasn't so worried about him moving around. I just thought, man, if he starts throwing and altering his mechanics or using, you know, that didn't make sense to me. So we went out the very next guy. I should have gotten out of there right away.
Have you been surprised at what – I know you wanted Jay Bruce, but have you been surprised at what he's been able to do in just a week to this lineup?
No. I mean, I think we're excited. You know, you're not always going to get that production, but he's a real presence in the order. And he's a very intelligent hitter, a lot like Brantley. There's not a lot of moving parts. Ball gets off his bat pretty good.
How nice was it to be able to get Andrew Miller? And like, I know the situation was different.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like getting right into the fire. But it's nice to have him back. And he's going to have to shake some rust off and, you know, get himself going again. But he'll do it, and, you know, we'll try to use him semi-intelligently and get him back to where he can be a force.
It's only a few games, so what have you thought of the swings Kipnis has been taking the last
couple? He's getting better and better. You can tell. You know, and I've told him that he can get a day off if he needs, and he don't want it. So I think that's a real good sign. But he's starting. You know, we've all seen what he can do when he gets hot. He can be a force, and it looks like he's getting a lot closer.
We see the production that Bruce is doing, but since you've seen him in the lineup and the way, kind of the complexion of the lineup, what have you thought of what he's done to thicken out that?
Well, you know, it's not just the numbers that they bring, but it's the guy in front of him, the guy behind him. You know, you start to get excited when you think Brant's, you know, get Brant back. And that's when you have a chance to really make it tough on a starter, you know, make him work every single inning. And, you know, but, you know, that's a little ways away. But no, Jay, this is a good one for us getting Jay.
Scoring's a lopsided in the end, but Yan going the other way on that hit, what do you think it is?
Because I know the score at the end, you know, it was spread out a little bit, but it was a pretty tight game. You know, when you use the whole field, you don't always have to, you know, hit it 400 feet. It's just the way teams are shifting now. If you're able to use the whole field, you're going to find some hits.
The Indians will continue their series in Kansas City on Saturday. Trevor Bauer will make the start.